Methodist Men's Christmas tree before we can give gifts to the needy is out here, and if you'll take a name and bring it back by December the 22nd, then we will see that they're delivered before Christmas. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. Tyler?
Not that I ever need this. Just to remind everybody, Wednesday is the Cottonwood Preschool Christmas program. Please come. It's a lot of fun, and if you've never heard our Santa tell the Christmas story, it's definitely worth hearing. And then the other thing is on Tuesday night, bring your jingle balls on over to the Village Ministry Center. We're going to be caroling down at the Care Center and stopping at a couple shut-ins to sing there and then head back for dessert.
Thank you. Yes, choir practice will be Thursday evening now. Any other parish notices? Let us prepare our hearts for morning worship.
Thank you. Let us pray. Prince of Peace, the Spirit of the Lord rests upon your shoulders. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. We behold your glory in the heavens, for your reign endures like the sun and the moon throughout all generations. Breathe your passion for justice into our hearts, that we may defend the cause of the poor, offer deliverance to the needy, and crush the power of the oppressor. May your righteousness flourish and your peace abound, that none shall hurt or destroy all on your holy mountain. Amen. Let us join together in the call to worship. A shoot has come forth from the stump of Jesse.
A holy branch has grown out of his roots.
The Spirit of the Lord rests upon his shoulders.
The Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might.
Righteousness is the belt around his waist.
Faithfulness is the mantle upon his shoulders.
A shoot has come forth from the stump of Jesse. Let us join together in hymn number 240, Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
Thank you.
Let's take this time to greet each other in the passing of the peace.
In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people."
Today we remember the shepherds, workers for the common good, steadfast watchmen isolated and alone, far from the warmth of home, doing the job no one wants. And yet, God saw them. God valued them, and God declared the greatest news of all to them alone.
Today, we give thanks for the shepherds among us, backbreaking laborers on whom our economy stands, those we overlook or rarely see, yet rely on for our very survival. The ones who have much to teach us about watching for God in the darkness.
On this second Sunday in Advent, we light the second candle as a symbol of the shepherds, agents of the gospel, and redeemers of the world.
At this time, we invite the children to come forward for the children's moments. Good morning, children. Now, I've got an object lesson for you here. I'm going to have to come over here by you. How many of you have a magnet at home? Do you ever play with magnets? Do you ever play with magnets? You know, how many baby boomers out here remember, and of course, I'm the biggest kid in the room, Monster Magnet. Anybody here? Anybody? I'm the only kid in the room, apparently, Bob. Whammo! It was a big thing where I grew up called Monster Magnet. But they knew that children, you know, we get a charge out of playing with magnets. Now, let me show you something about a magnet. A magnet will tell you if an object has iron or steel in it. And if it doesn't have iron or steel in it, it won't react. Now, can you see this piece of paper here? Watch this. See that? No reaction. Okay, and by the way, got this down at Hall Lumber. Anybody's interested? I love this thing, Bob. It's John, I love this. See, no reaction, but now watch this. You ready? Take a look at this. Did you see that? Let's do that again. Here's the paper. There's no iron or steel inside of it. Watch this. There you go. There's got to be some iron or steel. Now, a magnet will tell you what an object has in it, if it has the iron or the steel that's inside of it. How can we tell what is in a person? Isaiah came as a prophet during one of the darkest periods of the history of the children of Israel. And he told what the Messiah would be like. The Holy Spirit came to Isaiah, gave him a prophecy, and the Holy Spirit described what this great Messiah would have inside. The Messiah would have within him compassion. He would have within him righteousness. He would have within him forgiveness, the power of reconciliation. And the other thing that he would have, Isaiah also said that he comes as the great light to all the world. And all of that is in Jesus the Christ, Jesus the Messiah. Isaiah's prophecy is fulfilled in Jesus. That's why we have all the lights on the trees, to symbolize the light of the world that comes through Jesus the Messiah. Let's make a circle here and thank God for keeping his prophecy, for keeping the promise of the coming Messiah. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks that you have kept your promise. The Messiah has come, and we have seen in him your love on that cross of Calvary. We see in Jesus your amazing grace and your amazing love. So may that love not only bless us, but may we use it to bless all children here and all around the world. For we ask this in the name of the light of the world, Jesus the Messiah. Amen. God bless you, children. You may return to your seat. Now, I got to get somebody to help me. Who's going to help me? You want to help me, sweetheart? Help me out. What's your first name going to be?
Grace.
Grace, you want to help me? All righty. The rest of you. Oh, whoops. Treats here. Hang on. Greg almost forgot. Did you get an anxious look in your... There you go. Be sure to take two. Good job, Cole. Alrighty. Take two, and one of those you're going to share with somebody else. That's a good way to share light. It's a good way to share love. There you go. Whoops. Nope. Boy, there's a lot of choices in there, aren't there? Yes, there are. Yeah. All right. Good choices. Good selections. And a thanks again to all those who contribute to this gift for our children. We really appreciate this. Not just at Christmas time, buddy. You give all year round. Appreciate it. You okay? Can you see okay? All righty. And here we go. You gonna be okay, Grace? You gonna be okay? You won't be scared, will you? Nah. Well, you want me to walk with you? I walk with you. You need me to. You gonna be okay? All right. And you can always get in this. You know, get somebody to come with you. Now get your two. All righty. And there you go, son. All right, now you may return to your pews. And Grace, we want to thank you for volunteering to help us out here. If you're a visitor, we want to welcome you to the worship service this morning. And there are visitors' cards. If you wish to take a moment to fill that out, when we have the offering here in a little bit, just drop that visitor's card in the plate, and they always get me those cards. They never fail. And so we will get you a call back and get you better acquainted. This portion of the service, and this is what Grace is going to help us out with, it's called the Joys and Concerns. If you have a joy, and that could be perhaps a birthday announcement, a wedding anniversary announcement, it could be a testimony of how the light of the world is shining on your pathway, and you want to lift that testimony, lift that joy. Could be a concern. Maybe somebody you love is sick. You want to lift them up in prayer. Joys or concerns, raise your hand, and Grace will bring you the microphone so that we can all hear in this house. Just raise your hands for joys or concerns. Okay, Grace, and if you want, just go ahead and carry the mic back to them. Very good.
did forget something on the trustee thing, too. This is a part of the joy, I guess. We had had request of Wi-Fi here at the church.
Yes, sir.
And it is installed. There is a password at this time, but we're going to put it in a bulletin. Right, Dan? Dan took care of this project, Dan Basco.
Professor.
It's all finished, so soon you'll have a password and stuff. We were asked for teaching abilities at Wi-Fi. So. And the other thing, I've had a bunch of questions why my name is up there. So I'm having surgery tomorrow on my back. So prayers for me, but more prayers for my family. They got to put up with me for 3 months. So
bless your heart, buddy. Bless you. Well, I told your father-in-law, my back was out for a month of Sundays in August and in September. And I mentioned you. I said, and it's nothing compared to what your son-in-law went through. And now you're going to go through this surgery again. So we do pray for you, Brad, and pray for swift healing for you and be able to enjoy the Christmas season.
I just want to say Bob Shum called me the other night. Carolyn is doing well. She is supposed to get home the 17th of December, but she has had 10 surgeries on her hip. So we need to keep her in prayer.
Too. Amen to that. Amen. Thank you, Fritzy. Yes, Nikki.
I have two prayer concerns. One of my friends, Dondi Pierce from Baymore, has a very rare form of tongue cancer. And it's been almost a year, and it's just one huge thing after another. She has a very good Christian base, but she's very discouraged right now.
Indeed.
And she still has 3 kids at home, and yes. She's a single parent. And my other one is I have to have Mary Jo in St. Mary's at 3:30 tomorrow morning for a total knee replacement.
Thank you for lifting those needs, Nikki. Thank you. Any other joys or concerns? Grace has got the mic. She's doing a great job. Any other joys or concerns? Well, can we show an appreciation for this young lady? Thank you, Grace. Now, you did great. You weren't scared at all. Good for you. Good for you. Let's turn to the Lord in silent prayer. Heavenly Father, through Advent, you have fulfilled the promises of your steadfast love and forgiveness. You have given us an inheritance in Christ, an inheritance of life everlasting. Through the power of your Holy Spirit, we rejoice and we are glad in this season of gladness. Increase our faith, Heavenly Father, as we pray the prayer from our hearts that Jesus, the Messiah, invites us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. I invite us to stand and lift from our hearts this beautiful hymn. 219, What Child Is This? be seated. The second Sunday of Advent, the prophecy of Isaiah, the 11th chapter, verses 1 through 10. Memorable words. A shoot shall come up out of the stump of Jesse. A branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest on him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. He shall not judge by what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear, but rather with righteousness he shall judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall strike the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips he shall kill the wicked. Righteousness shall be the belt around his waist, and faithfulness the belt around his loins. And the wolf shall live with the lamb, the leopard shall lie down with the kid, the calf and the lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. The cow and the bear shall graze, their young shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox. The nursing child shall play over the hole of the asp, and the weaned child shall put its hand on the adder's den, and they will not hurt or destroy on all my holy mountain, for the earth will be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And on that day, the root of Jesse shall stand as a signal to the peoples, and the nations shall inquire of him, and his dwelling shall be glorious. May God add the blessing of his Holy Spirit to the reading of God's holy word.
Thank you.
Thank you, Keith. Thank you, Linda. And thank you, choir. In a radio interview, a Nazi concentration camp survivor, Goethe Weissmann, recalled an episode one spring. She and the women of her barracks, of her concentration camp, had gathered for that morning roll call where they would stand for hours, nearly collapsing from hunger and fatigue. And she said, on this particular spring morning, in this death camp of all places, a death camp, we're exhausted, she says, when suddenly we notice that over in the corner of this bleak, horrid, gray place, there is a break in the concrete, in this concentration barracks. There's a break in the concrete, and a flower is poking its head through that break in the cement. She went on to say that every morning the ladies, the women, would carefully shuffle by that little corner, careful not to step on that flower. And the reason that they dare not step on that flower was in this horrid, bleak, gray environment, this death camp. That flower, she said, poking its head through the concrete, was a symbol of hope and beauty for the women of that Nazi concentration camp. Isaiah could fully appreciate what those women felt that day. The prophecy that we have before us this morning comes from roughly 700 BC. For 40 years, the children of Israel had been attacked, had been ravaged by the Assyrians. At times they did battle with the Egyptians, but mostly with the Assyrians, and the Assyrians were a vastly superior force. Five times in the 40 years, from 740 BC to 700 BC, five times history records that the Assyrians, the vastly superior army, like a scorpion plague, they said, would sweep through the countryside, destroying everything and everyone in their path. It was a time of horrible despair. As a matter of fact, it is known in Jewish history as the first Holocaust. But in the despair, Isaiah is renewed because the Holy Spirit chooses him as a vessel. And led by the power of God's Holy Spirit, he unleashes the prophecy that we know today as the prophecy of the shoot that shall come from this stump of Jesse. And he goes on and shares what this will be like. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. His delight shall be in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge but what his eyes see, or decide by what his ears hear. But with righteousness he shall judge the poor and decide with compassion for the meek of the earth. The Holy Spirit spoke through that lowly prophet, and hope was rekindled in the hearts of the children of Israel. What a difference hope can bring. Arthur Gordon has written a book called The Touch of Wonder. He tells about a man that he met who was a skydiver, at least for 19 jumps. And then on the 19th jump, his parachute failed to open fully. His emergency chute, Steve, wrapped itself around the partially collapsed main chute. They say that man slammed into a dry lake bed at 60 miles an hour. I can't even begin to put that together. 60 miles an hour. Now the doctors believed that this broken remnant of a man, and that's an image of Israel in 700 BC. Broken remnant of a man, they believed he would never leave his hospital bed. And we understand The doctors have to be pragmatic. They can't give us glossy pictures. They must tell us the truth, even when it hurts to tell the truth. And so the doctors had to inform this skydiver of the bad news. And when he heard the bad news, he spiraled. He sank into a black despair. Now, while he was in that hospital, however, another patient would frequently visit him. This patient's spinal cord had been severed in an automobile accident. Here was a man who would never walk again, would never even move a finger again. And yet, in contrast to his situation, this man was always cheerful. And he witnessed of his faith to the skydiver. And he said, "Now, don't get me wrong, brother." He said, "I wouldn't recommend my situation to anyone. And yet," he said, "I can read, I can listen to music, and I can talk to people." And yet, Arthur Gordon said, "And yet," those two words shift the focus from what is lost to what remains and what may still be gained. "And yet," sparked a hope in the heart of the skydiver. Hope rekindled in a man who was in black despair. And as that light did shine, that skydiver not only came through his ordeal, but would you believe that today they say he walks without so much as a limp? That is the power of hope. And our hope rests in the Lord God, who will never forsake us, who will never betray us, who has given all for us. Our hope is in the best of hands. James DeLoach said he no way could he claim to be some sort of connoisseur of fine art. I can't claim to be a fine artist. One of my paintings I did down on the Ohio River, I had all these trees, and this member of mine comes up, I'll never forget, Keith. He says, "Preacher," he says, "what is that? What is that?" And I pointed to it. I said, "This? What is that?" I said, "It's a tree." Well, I mean, when you can't paint trees, you know you're in trouble. So I failed in that. And James DeLoach says he's no connoisseur of paintings or of pictures. But he saw a picture that really spoke to him. It carried a message. And I mean it literally carried a message. So here it is. The artist had a picture of an old burned out mountain shack. And all that remained was the chimney, the charred debris of the sole possession of a poor family. Standing out in front of this destroyed home was an old grandfather-looking man dressed only in his underclothes. Beside him was a little boy clutching a pair of clutched overalls. That's all they got. Talk about Holocaust, right? Holocaust, the fire that consumes all. It was a Holocaust. Here again, it was a Holocaust. Everything gone. The little boy's crying. And in the bottom of this picture, the artist chose to put words. Now, it's rare that you'll see words added to a piece of art. But the artist wanted to give a witness. The artist included words that they felt the old man was speaking to the child in this Holocaust, in this moment of bleak despair. And the words were simple, kind of down home, Fritzy, kind of down home. But they portrayed a profound theology and philosophy of life. The words of the old man to the weeping child: "Hush, child, God ain't dead. Hush, child, God ain't dead." Isn't that the power of our hope? There's where our hope resides. The Lord who gave his life on the cross of Calvary, and the Father raised him on the third day to live forever. Our hope, therefore, lives forever, yoked in Jesus Christ, giving us the victory. Nothing, therefore, shall ever separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Not even death. Not even death. To come full circle before we receive the communion, Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, the famous psychiatrist, she went to one of these Nazi death camps following World War II. And of course, yesterday, I know Mom and Dad, if they were alive today, they would have given a testimony about Pearl Harbor that pulled us immediately into World War II. And we know some of the horrors of that. Well, my Uncle Dewey My Uncle Dewey was over in Germany. And Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross, who specialized in death and dying, made a trip to these concentration camps, and in particular, as a psychiatrist, she wanted to go to the children's barracks. Now, you know, we always think about the men and the women, and we see these horrific scenes that, again, are unfathomable. I mean, so horrible, and it is wretched for those in the world who have tried to deny the Holocaust, the second Holocaust of World War II. Rabbi Friedland, my old mentor, he had family that died in those death camps. And I heard the story first from Rabbi Friedland, but then Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross went to see the children's barracks. Now, she had heard there were drawings on the walls of the children's barracks in a death camp. She expected, therefore, to see drawings, symbols of fear and incredible cruelty. But do you know what she saw? Rabbi Friedland told me all about it. Do you know what was drawn on the walls? On the walls of the children's barracks of a death camp, Nikki, butterflies. Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross was so touched in her soul by the witness. She says, do you know that the butterfly is the universal symbol of life, hope, and resurrection? Our hope lies in the Lord who has paid the price so that nothing can separate us from his love. We don't have to be afraid of anything anymore. As those children gave witness, we don't have to fear death itself because Christ has paid the price. The hope we have in him is the hope who spared not his own life, but sacrificed his life for us. In the night in which he was betrayed, Jesus received the loaf, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and he gave it to us, his disciples, saying, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Likewise, after supper, he took the cup. And again, after he had received the cup of passion, the cup of suffering, he gave thanks and he gave it to us, his disciples, saying, drink all of this, for this is my blood of the new covenant shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as oft as you drink it in remembrance of me. Jesus, the Messiah, has come. And what a difference the Messiah makes. This has come to all people of the Lord's creation. You do not have to be a United Methodist. Our theology is such that we embrace an open table fellowship. All right? You don't have to be a United Methodist. You don't have to be a member of this particular church. It's an open table fellowship that reaches out to the children all over the world. So we just want you to say yes to this gracious gift of the Messiah. Come and be blessed by the greatest love that the universe has ever known. Our ushers will assist you. Don't be afraid if you're a visitor. Great hospitality here. They'll get you here and they'll help you return to your pews.
Thank you.
Now at this time, let's respond to this amazing love through our morning tithes and offerings. Pray together. Gracious God, the gift of your Son is like the sweet kiss of rain on a barren land. The shoot from the stump of Jesse is like the bread of heaven for those who are perishing. In grateful response to these gifts, we offer you our commitment to justice, our solidarity with the poor, and our pledge to assist the cause of those who are in need. May these gifts hasten the day when none shall hurt or destroy on all your holy mountain. Amen. And now the closing hymn for this, the second Sunday of Advent. 218, It Came Upon a Midnight Clear.
Oh,
love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the communion, the fellowship with the Holy Spirit, rest and abide with us all now and forever. Amen.